Welcome to the Iron Hero Fitcast. This week, if you've checked out the title, you know that we're talking about how often you should work out. Now, I want to start before we get into this that this one's a little bit more philosophical in approach because there's lots of moving parts with a question like this. It's always weird to talk about because people typically look for a very black and white answer, and this is one of those things that's very much not black and white. However, we'll go through some of those things, and my goal by the end is to give you some little tidbits as to actionable tactics that you can actually employ for yourself if you are working out by yourself and if you're not a part of a CrossFit gym. So the layout of this, first, my plan is to go through some considerations, then we'll go through a couple of suggestions, some myths with regard to training and frequency, tracking and the value there, and then the actions. The actions is really what I'm excited to give you. So first, considerations. As with most things, you can take sort of a blanket answer, run with it, and really get some results. And probably for a good population of the people, that's plenty. Like we say, okay, work out 2 or 3 times a week for 90 minutes and you'll get somewhere. But if you go one layer deeper, you can get more out of it, but there's some things to consider. So first, you need to start with your goals. So what are you actually trying to do here? Are you really thinking weight loss? Are you just sort of a general fitness person? Like, I'm not trying to achieve anything in particular. I want to work out and I want to make it part of my routine and I want to be healthy. Or are you a strength gain or a muscle building type of individual? Second, look at your current fitness level. One of the things that I explain to people is something called training age. Like, you have your chronological age and you also have your training age. Now, if you're pretty new to training, and I don't have a real breakdown in terms of what quantifies as a beginner, intermediate, or advanced with regard to training age, it's just understand that if you're relatively new to training, maybe a year or less, maybe even a couple years or less, which, you know, if you're in the couple year range, let's say, hey, I'm not a beginner. Well, I mean, kind of. I mean, you're probably sort of beginner, kind of into the intermediate stage. For me, I've been doing formal strength conditioning since I was 15 or 16. And so my training age can rent a car, right? It can drink if it were going to do that. So your current fitness level plays into that. Next thing is understanding that consistency is key. Then after you build consistency, then you can start to play around with things like total volume and intensity. And the volume and intensity thing really play, apart from each other, not inversely exactly, but to some degree, yes. So volume might be how much time are you training per session or per week or per month. As far as intensity is concerned, you know, how hard are you working out? Are they kind of moderate intensity days or are they easy days? You're just kind of going there, keeping the habit and going through the motions, or are you really hammering on it and you're tired and you're spent and you're sore and it really affects you later? For example, for me, my clients would rather see someone have once the consistency is achieved, is to build intensity rather than build a lot of volume. And when I say volume in this case, I'm talking both about volume in the session, but also volume during the week. So for example, you work out really hard 3 days a week, maybe 4 days a week, and you eat well or reasonably well, and you get quality sleep and a good duration of sleep. Like, I think that will be much more effective in my experience than the individual who works out 6 days a week, sometimes twice a day. The sessions are exceptionally long, but the intensity is not really there, and they're trying to mask the lack of intensity with throwing more volume on top of it. Lastly to consider is that even advanced falls in this category, but increasing your volume and increasing your intensity gradually. Don't do this all at once. Anybody who's spent time away from the gym and then got back into the gym and did it as aggressively as they did when they left knows that sitting down on the toilet becomes a problem. Like reaching overhead to grab something out of the cupboard becomes a problem, or lifting your kids up. Like that's something you want to stay away from, because that doesn't build good habits and a good relationship with regard to maintaining these things. A couple suggestions though that come off the top of my head is a good round number to start with is 3 days a week. Now, as far as duration in those sessions, like it sort of depends on how much time you have, you know, three times a week for an hour, but that hour is not a lot of dilly-dallying. That hour is you're moving with purpose from thing to thing, and you're working during that hour. Like, I think that's more than enough. If you're a beginner, this is probably plenty to elicit great change over time, and is something that, you know, pending owning your schedule and prioritizing your schedule, you could really get a lot out of. If you're more on the advanced side of things, like you've been training for a while, it doesn't necessarily take more. It takes more specific things. Yes, could you get a little more out of adding more volume? But yeah, if it's just junk volume, just volume for the sake of volume, I don't know that you're going to get exactly what you want out of it. But if you've got a clear-cut understanding of what your goal is as an advanced trainee, then you can spend a period of 3 months, 6 months working towards a very specific thing and doing it at the consistency, the frequency, the intensity that you need to really get there. That's sort of a deeper seated conversation. So if you are more advanced trainee, like reach out. I'm happy to bounce some ideas off you. But don't confuse volume with intensity, I guess is kind of where I'm getting at. You don't want to get into the, you know, the chasing your tail mentality. It's like you always need to work out more and more and more to get better results. Just like on the nutrition side, it's like, okay, I'm cutting this out and I've got some results up to here, but now I'm plateaued, so I got to cut more stuff out. Like, it's not about eating less and eating less. In fact, for a fair amount of people, it probably is the opposite. Like, you probably have to eat a little bit more than what you think. Still, ultimately, with a caloric deficit, if you're talking about weight loss or body fat loss, but you probably need to eat more than you think. As far as some of the things that I hear from people sometimes, some of the myths will say, first one, the take no days off, or you need to work out every single day. That is categorically false. Yes, you need to be consistent. Yes, you need to probably train most days of the week, but you got to understand that if you are bringing the intensity, that sometimes taking a day off is of extreme value. You know, I'm not necessarily a believer in overtraining, but I am a believer in under recovering. So the question becomes, do you need to eat more? Do you need to work on recovery more? Is it a workout intensity thing? Like, maybe I'm working out beyond what I should be and I need to bring it back a little bit. Maybe I need to lessen the volume or the frequency. Simple question. Are you getting results? Like, if you're adding more volume and you're not seeing results, or if you're seeing things in the opposite direction, like, these are things to consider. Sometimes, and this is a favorite idea of mine, is that it's not my idea, by the way, but sleep will help your body composition. Sleep will help you drop body fat. So if you can get a good amount of sleep and the other elements of this equation are in order, you're likely to lose body fat. If you can get consistent bedtime, consistent wait times, and you sleep well, absolutely. The once or twice is enough thing. Again, this is kind of goals dependent, but the answer to that is probably not. What we've seen over the period of having Iron Hero CrossFit, and what I've seen out of training professionally or training people professionally since 2008, is that it seems to be 3 as the magic jumping off point. You can certainly do more than that, you know, pending some of those other things, but 3 times a week seems to be where the magic is. More is not necessary, but again, it depends on your training age. It depends on the type of intensity you're bringing to your workouts. Less than that, you'll probably feel better. You'll start to develop good habits. You might see changes in your blood work. You might see some muscle gains and some body composition changes, but they're going to be suboptimal. They're not going to be as fast as you want. Another one, and I've kind of alluded to this already, the longer the workout, the better. Don't fall into this trap. This is not the case. Some of the best workouts I've ever had, you know, and in the CrossFit world, they're kind of disguised sometimes, have been less than 10 minutes. And you work out hard, and you work out hard 3-4 times a week. And if they're less than an hour, great. But you do those things and you'll start to see and start to feel changes. I mean, intensity really does matter once you've achieved the consistency, but consistency is first. And that has layers and levels as well. Another myth, if you're not sore, you didn't work out long enough or with enough volume or hard enough. That is more a correlate, the level of soreness. Yes, being sore for me is a representation that, you know, I basically pushed hard enough, or I feel like I've pushed hard enough, but that's not necessarily effective. There is a relationship there, a correlational type relationship, but it's not a cause and effect thing. Like, if all you did 3 days a week is did as many squats, body weight squats, as you could in 10 minutes, the soreness would probably go away at some point. You know, and would that be effective? Potentially. Would soreness have anything to do with it? Maybe. But eventually, not that it would get easier, but because you're not changing things, because you're doing the same things over and over, yeah, you'd see changes. Yeah, you'd potentially be sore early on, but maybe not so much later on. You know, you get stuff out of it, but eventually it's not going to be effective means. Another one, lifting weights will make you bulky. This, I understand the emotional side of this. There are people, and a lot of people I talk to who first come in, and even our current clients, like, I don't want to lift too heavy. I don't want to get bulky. This one I hear more from women than I do from men. I get it. Like, you see some of the female bodybuilders, like, I don't want to look like that. Well, you don't have to worry. You're not gonna. That takes a potent mix of eating a lot, lifting like a bodybuilder for years and years and years, and potentially a specific cocktail of assistance drugs. That's not something that automatically happens. So while you build some muscle, yes, but it's not a situation that you're going to look like a bodybuilder. So you don't have to worry about that. Go ahead and lift heavy, do your thing, be strong, drop the plates, like, or drop the bar plates and whatever, and have some fun with it. Like, flex your body's ability to do things and show off for yourself. Last one that came to my mind is, if you miss a workout, your progress is ruined. Well, that's not a thing either. But again, I understand the emotional side of things. Like, if I'm doing things at 100% or I want to, and I miss a workout, or I'll throw my hands up, say, screw it. Like, well, this year, like, it is what it is. I didn't make it as far as I wanted to, and it's all been for naught. Well, when you eat well one time, of course, it's not going to fix everything. If you get that workout that week, not going to fix everything. It doesn't work in the other direction either. If you have one crappy meal, well, guess what? You'll wake up the next day. You'll be effectively where you were when you went into that crappy meal. And so what you got to approach it as is, you want to continue to vote for the person that you're trying to become. And it's not an all or nothing thing. It's probably more along the lines of an 80-20 thing. Weird. Tracking, we've talked about this one a little bit before. But this is one of the things that you can, one of the tools that you can use to really play around with training frequency. So in other words, are you getting the results that you want? And you're working out 3 days a week and for 60 minutes at a time, and how do the workouts feel, and how do you feel throughout the day? If everything's going in a good direction, then you're probably doing things the way you need to be doing them. Could they be better? Of course. I mean, if you dug deeper, absolutely. But that's not, I mean, adding more volume is not the cure-all, is not the be-all, end-all. And so track things at least from the perspective that you want to have an understanding that what you're doing is doing something. It's not, you know, the obsessive compulsive track all the details, how you feeling, the weights you lifted, the scores you achieved, how long you slept, did you sleep well, what's your HRV, what should it have been, are you stressed at work, did you work out by yourself or with a partner? Like, you don't have to worry about all that stuff. It's just the big picture items. So in terms of making this actionable, two things. One, if you're not working out, 3 days a week is plenty. What I would say is commit to yourself at least 30 days, if not 60 or 90 days, and do those three workouts a week and assess how you feel. Figure out what type of changes you're experiencing, physical, emotional, otherwise, you know, maybe clothes fit different or whatever. And you can assess from there and change from there. Things don't happen in a short amount of time. This stuff takes time. And so by the time you hit the 2 month, the 3 month mark, you'll have a good idea of where you're going and if it's working for you. If you need more help beyond that, that's what we're here for. You can always reach out to me. You can email me at chris@ironherocrossfit.com and we can build something out together. Outside of that, ask questions of the people that you feel like know what they're doing. And if you need a trainer, you need something like that, like there's plenty of good ones out there. I think Omaha is sort of niche in that we've got a lot of great CrossFit gyms and a lot of great CrossFit coaches out there. So as much as I'm biased, say, hey, come on over to Iron Hero CrossFit. I think if not with us, I think you'd find a lot of really great gyms in town. So that's it. If you have any questions, make sure you let me know. But otherwise, build something out, do it consistently, and see where that gets you.